Okay, we're going to start with Siman Tov Samach Ches, which is the halachas of Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos. So Shulchan Aruch begins with Ha'oseh Melacha Erev Pesach Mechatzos L'Mala. One who does Melacha from Chatzos and onwards, the Ha'im Shamtin, they say. The Gemara Pesach says they will put him in Cheru. But feel last is Bechino Masa. Yesh Misha Oseh, I feel like Dein Yehudi, Yesh Misha Mata, Bechino Amini. That through a guy will be matter. What's the reason for the Issa Melacha on Erev Pesach? I just wanted to mention that I'm not going to get into the sugya of it, but there's a discussion for celiacs, or for those that cannot eat it's hard for them to eat matzah, which has, because of the gluten, so there are gluten-free matzahs. Some are not completely gluten-free, and then there are matzahs which are completely gluten-free. So the spelt matzahs, which has its question of mesoira, of what's kusmin, what's kusemes, what's kusmin, question of whether it's kitnis or it's kusmin, which is from the 5-5 mini dogen. That's one discussion over there. Lamaisa, our Masaira is what they call spelt is kusmin. And then what's more of a nidin is when you go on to by the shul or shifai, when you're going into oats or rye, where it's possible that they removed all the gluten from it. And then when it's missing the gluten, so then it's much harder for it to become chametz. And the question is, if in order to be yaitz in the mitzvah of matzah, do I need it to be something that could possibly come chametz? It just didn't come chametz. And another svar of there is that it's min is shaykh to chametz. Even if I did something to this, then now it cannot become chametz. So since the min is shaykh to chimutz, maybe that's enough.
Oats is not naturally not come chametz.
It depends. It could be it's much harder to become chametz. The oats definitely are much less gluten, and there are those that are totally gluten free. Correct.
The whole part is this naturally gluten free. It's just the pruning together with wheat.
Correct. But those that this is the nidin which gets into the sugya of meperis. I don't want to go through all the rayas over there. I can tell you if you want some of the marimekaimis to the chuvas that do discuss it. There's a mechasitzik and chedik test, simimem test, and a chedik yud in the lekutei chuvas simimem gimel, where he is very much noted that one should not use it for the mitzvah. Sitzil yezan chedik yud test simichav bay speaks about it. And then, all discussions I just mentioned. And then Rav Sternbach is the one that made the big tumma about the Messiah of Kusmin, which in Lakewood they seem to have held that it was not a tumma. Rav Shmuel Katz and his chevra. Then you have the Levushim Mordechai and Archaim Chelik Beis Tshuva Kuf Mem Chesvi over there. He wants to be matured even if it's not been Mokim Sakana. So therefore, Allah Lamaisa, if one is able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah with matzah, that regular matzah, if they could be yotzei with regular matzah, or at least to eat a smok zayis of regular matzah, they should. Someone who will really bother their stomach, or it's not good for them, so then they can be mekel and use these other matzahs also for the mitzvah with a bracha. Okay. What? No, there's no brown. No, that's right. What? Oh, then you have shalat bracha. Then you have shalat bracha also. Oh, it's kidneys, you're saying. Right, kidneys yeah. Also. Right. I'm a Lakewood, so we're a Mekel. What?
The kidney considered a chayla.
Who could be considered a chayla?
Person
with
celiac.
Vinegay what? Said that, so that we mentioned. We spoke about kidneys now, so when I say shalat mitzadachas kidneys. We say mitzad this halacha. You're right. Whole wheat is, most of our matzahs are whole wheat. Matzahs usually are whole wheat. And they have to be careful when they're taking out, when they're making not whole wheat. So there's another chashash of there, I don't remember what it is, but That's why most of them are with holy. Okay, so now in Siman Tov Samaches, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing not doing melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Mishmaru brings down what's the reason why one should not do melacha after Chatzos. Shu's man shechitas haPesach, because the man of the shechitas haPesach, which be'emes there's machlekes Tosfos and Rashi and Psachim. Why is it usher to do melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Why is it any different than any other yontif where there's no iser? So why over here is there iser? That's Tosfos Kasha. Says Tosfos, the reason is because since we brought a carbon, he says, since we zman haPesach mechatzos ve'elach, since the zman haPesach is from chatzos ve'elach, therefore it was a yontif, right? The day you brought a carbon was like a yontif, and that's what he says over here. Tosfos has a kash even. If the day you bring a carbon is a yontif, so it should be yontif every day. You should never be able to work because they brought the carbon tamen, and tamen was brought for klal yisrael. So it should be yontif every day. That's what Tosfos says. He says, "Imkain carbon tamen shul lechol yisrael carbon b'chol yom yehi b'chol yom asim b'mlacha." Some people hold like that. Mashani. So he answers. He brings down. Says shani tamen shatayro itziya min haklal d'chsiva safta d'ganecha. Torah's pashim mati you. You're right. The target should be also. The Torah wrote myself to the Ganacha to be matiyu to be able to work. V'imkein ko yisrael yoshev b'teilim mi yasef lahen adogit. Umashma hasam says Tosfos the midiraisa asura. The beetsim the zisa deraisa. V'nir the afbiz man is zed the leka krova kim shenesa as osa loyla. Meaning, you'll ask, but that was good when they brought the carbon pesach, but now there's, unfortunately, we don't bring the carbon pesach, but Zak Tosfos, once it was asa, it remained asa. Rashi over the Pesach and Avnun Omer Alf says a different reason. He says the reason why there's an Isser of Malacha on Erev Pesach is in order not to be tarred by Malacha v'yishkach bi'or chemtzei. You'll forget to do bi'or chametz, shechitz Pesach, tikkun matzah l'tzarech laila, preparing the matzah for the night. The mitzvah l'tzarech mi'ba'idoyim k'dei lahasiv maher, Zok Rashi. Rashi says there's a mitzvah mi'ba'idoyim to do all the preparations for the Seder so that you'll be able to start the Seder right away. So the children shouldn't fall asleep. So that's the reason why there's Issa Malacha. There's a nafkamina over here between Rashi and Tosfos. The Bi'ar Halacha. Bi'ar Halacha brings down a nafkamina. What happens if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? So they brought the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. But when do you do all the Achanas for the Seder? Erev Shabbos. So if you go with Tosfos Svara, that's a din in the Karban Pesach, so in Erev Shabbos you could do it, there's no Issa Malacha. But if you're going with the Svara of Rashi, so there's the Issa Malacha, Bir Chametz, all that we're doing on Erev Shabbos. So there'll be Issa Malacha on Erev Shabbos. Halacha L'maisa Roiv Paiskin Paskin, like Tosfos, just the machlekes between the Paiskim is whether this din is a din d'Oraisa or a din d'Rabbanan. But we go with the Svar of Tosfos, like the Mishmaru brought down, Zman Shechitas Pesach. Okay, now, just a few pratim within this. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what type of malacha are we talking about over here? Even Bechinam, Vehu Malacha Gemura, if it's a malacha Gemura, it's the Ramah maybe, the Ramah, that Bechinam, Vehu Malacha Gemura, lit for a begadim mamish, like to sew a begad, to make a begad. So it's mevorah in Sif Beis in Ramah that dafka malacha gemura, like sewing a baguette, is what they asked to sew a baguette from new. But let's say I want to do mending, right? You realize in Erev Pesach your pants weren't hemmed, or the dress needs to be fixed, or some a button, something like that has to be sewed on. So then the halach is that letzayrech yantiv is muta. It's muta letzayrech yantiv. It's also before in the Mishnah that what in Mishmarura, the Sifkat and Zion, that whatever is muta to do on Chol HaMoed, so the Kol Shekein is muta to do on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Mishmarura writes that kibbutz, washing clothing, is b'chal melacha gemura, the Mishmarura says. Again, you have a discussion on the Paiskim if nowadays it's considered melacha gemura or not, even though kibbutz is also Chol HaMoed for a different reason, because we want you to come at the Yom Tov with clean clothing. But again, one should be careful to try to make sure that whatever washing they need to do of clothing should be done before Chatzos. If it wasn't done before, it's needed for Yontif, so then there's room to be mekel to do for Yontif.
The clothing that needs to be mended is Chol Moed, not for Yontif itself. That's okay.
That's Yontif. Chol Moed is bar Yontif. Yeah. It's better you do it Erev Pesach after Chatzos than do it on Chol Moed. Now, taking a haircut, Mishru says, taking a haircut is considered Melacha Gemurah. However, like we mentioned before, but through a guy, the meaning is to be mekel through a guy. So through a yid, after Chatzos to take a haircut is the chayr asa. Especially, the question is even through a guy. Through a guy, if it's mutta or not, because you're moving your head, you'll be mesayea. Well, the Maaseh Mishru says that aydei any Yehudi will be mutta. Le'in is shaving. Pashtus shaving is like taking a haircut. Therefore, one should make sure to shave before Chatzos. However, there are places that say that since we're used to shaving ourselves, we shave by ourselves. You don't go to a barber. You don't pay money for shaving. So therefore, it's not considered Melacha Gemurah. So again, if someone did not do it before Chatzos, they'll be welcome to be mekel after Chatzos, especially that there's a special din not to come into Yontif looking menuvel. So therefore, if you're going to be to shave yourself or to give yourself a haircut, maybe if you can't find the guy to do, maybe it would be mutter. I remember hearing from Moshe Yadlin that there's a meeting in Yerushalayim that when 5 minutes before Chatzos, the barber will go to everyone sitting in the room, give them a shave, a little start. And once you start before, you can continue afterwards. So like this, we got all the 20 guys sitting in the waiting room with a start. So...
So then polishing shoes and cutting nails, that's
I didn't get to that yet, right? You gotta give me time. I can't say I'm not a coach, probably say Shom Vizach at the same time. Yeah. Again, Paiskim Amekel, for those reasons that I mentioned, that if you can't find a guy, it's not coming into Yom Tov Menuvel. And, yeah.
Was the shaving or the haircut?
I said even haircut. But again, you should make sure to do it before, or at least start before. So get the guy to give you some kind of start.
If you start before, then you're fine?
Then you can continue, yeah.
So you can start shaving.
As far as I know. Yeah. I mean, again, it's...
What about fixing the back?
I put that together shaving. But again, it should be done like that before. Right. And you don't take scar on it. You have those spars, but again, it's spars. Do it before Chatzos, so you don't have the questions, okay? Fine. Now, cutting nails, Mishru says, if one forgot to do it before Chatzos, then you can be mekel even on Yedei Atzma. So cutting nails, you can definitely be mekel afterwards if you forgot to do it beforehand. Ironing. So over here, it seems to be a chilek. If you're just ironing the baguette, the pleats are there already. Not making new pleats. If you're making new pleats, or you're making the baguette right to be worn through the ironing, that's already like, that goes into the dinim before. That you should do before Chatzos. Unless you forgot to do it, or you didn't do it, and then you need it for Yontif, okay. But if it's just stam ironing to what's there ready to make it nicer, so that would be mutter, unless it's a ma'ase umin, but usually it's not a ma'ase umin, and therefore that would be mutter. Polishing shoes me'ikar din is mutter. They bring down that the chazanish and the briskerov was machmir. We don't know exactly why they were machmir, but me'ikar din it should be mutter. Okay. Any other questions on this topic? Fine. And Simon Tuf Ayin. Tuf Ayin over here discusses the din of the Tainus Bechayr. Habachayrois Mis'anim Be'er Pesach Bechayrois Bechar Bechar Fes on Er Pesach Be'im Bechar Me'av Be'im Bechar Me'im V'yesh Mi'sha'oimer Shafil Nekeva Bechayr Mis'anim Be'inam Enekein. The meaning is not like this. Even though I've heard from different people that their mothers, mother-in-laws were nay to, yeah? Thing in Shlaim also, there were those that were nay to do it.
The father have to fast for their daughter?
Daughter for sure not. No, I doubt it. I mean, I can't imagine. But one time, before we get to the father for someone else, first let's talk about the Bukhar himself. Okay, so what's the Makartidus, the Masech the Seifrim, which is brought in the Torah? But the Masech the Sefer asked the question. He says, if we don't fast during Nisan, why are they fasting? So the Masech the Sefer first explains, why don't we fast during Nisan like we mentioned earlier in the first year? Because Be'echa B'Nisan, the Mishkan was put up. The Nisim, the 12 Nisim, brought their Kabbanes. And Laz Lavid and Beis Mikdash is going to be built in Nisan. He says over there, but the Bechayim are Mis'anim of Pesach. And he actually doesn't give a reason. Just says that there are exceptions that they do. So, in the Maisa Toysvis in Pesachim, the Avkuf Chesam Ralph, the Rosh, they all bring a Yerushalmi, which brings down that different Amoraim fasted on Erev Pesach. Rebbe Lohayachal Lechams Lehmatzah. I'll begin the Bechor Hava, because it was a Bechor. Rabbi Yane Hava Bechor. Different shittas back and forth. Akabanim seems to go back to a Yishalmi. If you want to take a look at the Berche Yosef and Simen Tov Ayin, Ois Aleph, he has a Richas, if there is a Raya from the Yishalmi or not a Raya from the Yishalmi. But Halacha L'maaseh, the meaning is that Bechorim do fast. There's another interesting Nekud over here, also not to get into, but in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, over there, the Magen Avraham brings down a Sifkat in Yabez, it's going on the Mechaber, that normally on Erev Yontif, we do not fast because of Chukes HaGoyim. The Goyim used to fast on Erev their holidays. So the Magen Avraham over there asks, or he brings the Levush. Levush Kasim Shem Shasa Sanas Be'erev Yontif. So he says, V'kashin them ken gama b'chayim ha'ilem lecho b'erev Pesach. Ve'efshe, kivin the lav ruba da'almaninu, since the b'chayim are not roiv the oilam, so le'me farsim ha'milsa kula hai. But he speaks about it. So that's Tamhara. What's the reason why the b'chayim are fasting? So Mishmur says, Zeicha l'nes sh'nitzoylu mimakas b'chayim. Zeicha for the nes that they were saved from makas b'chayim. The Berche Yosef brings down that since Makas Bechayis was Lel Tezvav, so it's right to make a Zeich on Tezvav. Except what? On Yontif itself, on Tezvav itself, it's also Lasanis. Can't fast. So therefore, the Kuvei of the Tainis the day before. That's what Berche Yosef says in Isaiah.
Why would the Zeich from Yehuda?
One second. So the Zeich in Yehuda asks in Tshuva Kuflam Gimel, Why are we being kovei a tainis? We normally, when we have a nes that took place, so we make a zeicha to nes with a simcha, with a yontif. So why over here are we making a tainis? Says the Chassam Sefer, a beautiful word. Chassam Sefer in Arabic, Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, that's just like tainis Esther. Tainis Esther also is not a tainis on a tzara. He compares it to tainis Esther. He says, Shu k'moy tainis Esther, shenogum p'nei shekabbalah b'yideinu, shebiyoy melchamas Amalek is anu avisenu, ve'anu nagim kain achreim loyla. What happened bisman the mechama when they went out to fight Haman and his people? They fasted that day. How do we know they fasted that day? Because the Mishmur rings down. Because since by mechamas Amalek we find that Moshe fasted on that day, so it must be that's what they did on the day that they went out to fight Amalek and they won. When they went to fight Haman and they won, so we fast also just like they fasted. Says the Chassam Sefer, v'chein nira b'li safik, sheb'erev Pesach b'mitzrayim, his anu ha-b'chayrim b'shvil shleyamusu b'layla, v'avayna. He has no safik, that vada they fasted on Erev Pesach, because they're worried. They're worried that they're going to die for their averus im ha-mitzrim. V'chol av his anu b'shvil b'nai ha-katan, and every father fasted for their child ha-katan, shleyonish b'avayn aviv. They shouldn't get punished for the affair of the father. So therefore, that which we're fasting is taka zecha for what they did then. It's a zecha that they were saved from Makas Bukharis. But we're just acting with what, and it makes sense that it's Erev Pesach. You're right, Lel Tezvav is when they were saved. But they fasted on Erev Pesach. It's like Tainis Esther before Purim, which is the Haschala of the Nes. In Shulchan Shleimer, Rav Shleim Zalman has a different hesbet to why we fast instead of making a simcha. Look over there. There's different discussions. A Bechor that was born after a miscarriage. So the Mishmur says, in Sifkat Beis, you should fast because He's a Bechor L'Nachla. Similarly, Bechorim of Koyanim and Levim, even if they're not Bechor Koyan or Levi, even though they're only a Bechor from the mother, and they're not a Bechor from Nafa Nachla Nafa Bidyan, also they fast, the Mishmur says, a Caesarian, a Bechor that's a Caesarian, that Chayim also Dano, because there's no Din Bechor, not Nachla, not Bechor. Kav Chaim Tak says, the Misafik, they don't have to fast, but it's good to be Mishtatav B'Siyim. So what's the din of the Siyim? The Mishmur brings down that the Mishmur like clarits. He says, "Olinian in mutarim b'charim lechol b'sudas mitzvah totally b'minig mekaymes. Could a b'char eat at a sudas mitzvah totally in the minig of the makim? Yesh mekaym shenogel lahachmir. There are places where they were not to be machmir, and therefore, if he wants to eat by a sudas pidyan ben or bris mila, he needs to either do hatara unless he's the moel sandik avi ben." Then he could do it even without a Torah, because it's a yanta for him. But he might have to make up the fast on a different day. That's meaning nowadays, in many places in our Medina. And the Mishmur goes on further, he says, even though the Bechor himself didn't learn the Masechta, we call Mokim. Gim she'etzel ha-Messayim, who sudas mitzvah, mistarfin le-sudasai. We mistarf to the suda. Va'aminik she'miskapsin la-Messayim, kodim she'siyem, u'Messayim lefneim ha-Masechta, he finishes off in front of them. V'shoyimim, u'mistarfim imay, v'siyumay, v'achachay, so there's some kind of tzirub over here. That you're joining a siyim, you're part of a siyim, you feel the simcha of the siyim. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. What? Okay, so that's also a discussion. One second, maybe we'll touch on that. The Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down. He says, "Omnam atazeh kama doyish mekilim legamri b'taynas b'chayrim." Mahayno b'siyim mesechta. We're mekel legamri b'taynas b'chayrim with a siyim mesechta. They finish off with him. Obviously, he wasn't a Bechor. Maybe he was. He says, "I don't know where they got this to be Michael so wide." Unless we're going to say, Rav, they're going to be very busy. V'achil samara gam kenen yafel abrius. V'lechein yechashus atzim keinim yichol nasanon. U'lefisha b'gemara le'niska klal mizeh, like we mentioned earlier, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. V'gam b'yirshalmi ha'maskon adein tzorch l'sanis, like I said, it's not so clear if there is a right from the Yerushalmi or not. V'ein ha'yele minig api mesech t'seifrim l'chein le'michu chach me'adar b'zeh. So, The Rav Paul in Mechelik Dalet, or Chaim Simulam, he takes, goes on about Richos, if we're Mekel or not with Siyumim. He says in his place, he brings down that there were places around him where they were not so Mekel. He wants to go even a step further, say that even if you are Mekel, but after the Siyum, then you have to continue fasting. But Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, the general psak is that the paiskim are mekel. I mean, b'chayrim mekel to yet be part of a siyim, to join a siyim, and once you were part of a siyim, so then you could continue eating afterwards. You could continue eating afterwards, and what?
You have to eat by
it? Yeah, you have to be part of it. The Mechas Yitzchi brings down. He, in his tshuva, Chelik Tesim Memhei, he says, "V'hinei b'hoye etz asim v'le ocham asuda." Let's say you were at the sima, you didn't eat at the didn't eat from the suda. Danu gama gedoy le'atayra asher osvam b'sefer riv v'yis Ephraim. There's a discussion about that. If you buy the sima, but you didn't eat from the sima, the yeshu danu l'achmer. There are those that danu up to be machmer. V'hu api ha'mavur b'tshuva se'er tzvi. that there are two dinim in every tainus. There's a mitzvah l'sa'anos, and there's a issa achila. Balkein, afim kva ocha v'loi mahani tainus, and mikol magim yesh oid issa achila. Normally we say, even if you ate, so you continue fasting afterwards. Avobai, he says, mashenkin erev Pesach v'b'chayim yesh rak mitzvah l'sa'anos. Therefore, he comes at lechatchila nachan sheyachal sham b'makom asiyim kashir. It's nachan they should eat like a shear. V'loy lismech al shtiyas yain sraf chayyitz b'zed, not to just take schnapps. Let's say you weren't there when they finished the mesechta. If you say yeah, last is a suda, yeshleva. Igam came a honey. Valkapanim, definitely one should eat by the suda, by the siyim, and not to be semich on just schnapps. What?
It's not
shituf in the suda.
What's a suda?
So okay, what's it? Give me a chance. And not to just rely on the thing itself. Now, the question is, what's called mishtatef in the suda? So there's also a lot of raid on that, different chuvas over here. If it means you have to eat mezainis, or is it enough to eat a shakal, which in a lot of places already changed over to Pesach, and therefore they don't even allow you to bring mezainis unless you bring kosher Pesach mezainis in there. So a lot of places bring shakal. It seems that a lot of places can wear makel, that as long as there's something served, even if it's shakal cake or shakal, that's called being part of the suda. But rather, if there could be mezainis, is definitely better too.
That's it.
Eating from the suda, you can eat wherever you want.
That's
why some places you'll see they give out dates, because the Gemara says dates is mazen, right? The Gemara says bad thing, you can make berachas hamazon on dates, on the few days and brachas. So that's why some places where they're not going to serve mezainis, they'll serve dates. And then it says you can bring along your own. If you think they're not going to be serving Zainus or Zainus, you can bring along your own, put it down on the table, and
you have to put it on the
table. Be part of the scene. It's helped to eat breakfast at home.
No, I'm saying you can eat it without putting it on the table.
I'm saying it has to be part of it, right? It has to become part of it if it's in your pocket.
Of course. No, you eat it.
Okay, I don't know. To me, that's what I feel. It has to be part of it, right? There's also a discussion, without getting lost in this, there's a long discussion, what's the siyim? What does the siyim have to be made on? What's a din siyim esechta? The Betzal HaChokhba has a nice long tshuva chedal siyim tzaytes. Rav Moshe Feinstein, chedik beisim in Yud Beis. Over there, it talks about making a siyim on a Sefer Mikra, on Yeshua, Shoiftim. And he says, it's a very interesting tshuva from Moshe. I wonder if I wrote down the whole thing. Says over here, the Gemara Brachas says Rabbi Yechon can have a Messiah Sifra the Iyuv. So he used to make a siyim when he finished Sefer Iyuv, right? So the Shoyl wanted to bring a raya from the Pnei Shu and Brachas. Behold, Rabbi Yechon can have a Messiah Sifra the Iyuv. Shekas Beedi Kedivarai Sharesi the siyim Sefer Mikra Nami Nechshav Sudas Mitzvah. You see from there that finishing a Sefer in Nevi'im is also called Asu this mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe, Hinei min limud Rabbi Yechonan Sifra di Iyov Ein Raya Lov the Didan. Shalayim den rak lefi pashtas hakra Shalayim bi'in gadol ba'oymik ha-dvarim. Ba'avke shalayim den min pirish rashi O min farish goyin acher Nam yedua she'en ha-limud B'simas ha-leiv u'machshavtei K'moy b'limin mishnah v'gemara. When you learn, even when you learn Iyov with a mefarish, you're still not learning it, but even with Sima Salev, like you learn Mishnah and Gemara. V'leidam yililimoid lilimoid Rav Yechonon l'talmidav. I can bring Rav Yechonon. Shulidresh koteva va'ois v'kriyuk siv. Shizau ikar toyer shabal peh. Lidresh akroyi. Bein lahalocha, bein lahagadata. Shesiyum limoid sefer mikrazeh. who oid yoyser roi lach shav sudas mitzvah misiyim esech the chmur furish came b'sham b'pnei Yeshua. That when Rav Yerchan learned it, he taka learned it with darshni every letter and every word over there, and that's Tarish Ba'peh. So for Rav Moshe, you refer that he says, it seems like to make a siyim, it's not enough just to run through a mesechta. You had to learn the mesechta. So Rav Moshe says, but a mesechta that you learn once be'ion, then when you run through it again afterwards, you can make a siyim on that, because when you're going it through again, you're just chazving over all the iyon you learned the first time. That's what he says. So again, you have a discussion about what's called the siyim. Fine.
You missed the siyim,
right? What?
So that's what he mentioned before, that if you're a chedek of the preparation of the Suda, or you're part of the Suda, so then you can take from it. I didn't want to say that. There, if you go through the other tshuvas, you'll see that you could be sarach on that. For sure, hopefully the person himself learned it and understood and he got ideas. Some of the tshuvas say they have to learn with Rashi. If you just learn Gemara without Rashi, you can't make a siyum on it. It has to be at least with a mefarish. Again, the first time around. The second time around, you already know Rashi, so you don't have to learn the Rashis. But yeah. Why? Say that. So no one learned it correctly? Huh?
I can
share
for sure.
Hopefully. Hopefully, right? So Masha also says if you learn to be Ion Rav, if you learn to well, then yeah.
How much?
I have some Chaim, you're there. Okay.
A parent?
What? Oh, I didn't mention that. So it's brought down there for a... The Mishpura brings down that... Mechaber said? That father for a son that's a bachar, and the father is not a bachar. So while the son's a katan, the meaning is that the father will go to a seer until the katan's able to go himself. If the katan goes himself, then the father doesn't have to. If the father's a bachar and the katan's a bachar, so then as far as I know, you don't have to do anything more than that. The mother doesn't have to go, you don't have to go to two siyumim. But for a daughter, even if your meaning is that daughters do go to siyumim, but I don't think the father has to go for a daughter.
According to the Ksam Sefer, though, that the reason for the father's fasting is for their avoinus, the children shouldn't get killed, right. So that it would apply even to a daughter.
That's not Makasha. Why only Bechar Zacharim fast on Erev Titans Bechar when, more than that, it says even the oldest in the house, right? So yeah, that's a separate discussion. I made a pidyon ben for my oldest son. I made in it was a, right. He was born in Adar, right? So it was in the beginning of Nisan. I was in Muncie. I made it, and I had a whole shtickle prepared on this. The Ramban and the foreigners explaining, and a few minutes into my drasha, I was like kicked under the table to. Yeah, he got into a log already. And a lady came up to me after, and she said, she came up and she says, if I ever thought of becoming a lamb, then not anymore. Fine, okay. So I learned already. We can dash in here, we can dash in there. Anyways, okay. There was a story that I thought of while I was just talking about Bukhar. If you guys in my mind. Okay, then we have Tav Ayin Aleph. Tav Ayin Aleph, which is the Isser of eating on from the Shah Asiris of Lamala. Also, Lecho pass me Shah Asiris of Lamala, Kadei Sheyoichom Matzah the Te'oven. So you should eat Matzah the Te'oven. Ava Oichom Ma'at Peiris Oirakas, you can eat some fruits and vegetables. Ava Lo Yimala Kresim, man. You shouldn't fill your stomach up from them. The yayin ma'at lo yishter, right? The Gemara makes difference between a lot of wine, a small amount of wine, mishun the misat sa'id. Avdim Ratzalish this Yain Harbe Shaisim Bnei Shekishu Shais Harbe Goyre Tavis HaMachal. Okay? In Sif Beis it says, Mekoydim Shah Siris, that's from Shah Siris. Before Shah Siris, Mutalecho Matzah Shira, the Mechaba says. Haga, Ava Matzah Shiyoitzim Baba Laila, Asun Lecho Kol Yom Abba Asa. Matzah that you can be Yoitzim the Mitzvah with, that's Asa, the whole Abba Asa. V'yesh Machmir Shloi Lefarer, Oy Lishba HaMatzah Yisber Av Pesach, Shloi Lovei Lecho Meim, shouldn't come to break it. V'ein Lachash Gamzah, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, people make Kazesim beforehand, so that at the Seder, if you have a lot of people, it's much easier. You prepared all the kzeisim beforehand, then you just give it out at the Seder. Matzah shenefa ketikun v'achakach nespayrov and ilusha b'yayim v'shemen. Let's see, a matzah melon, you mixed it with wine or oil. Ein enikras matzah ashira v'asura lechol v'asura lochloi v'erev Pesach. So again, there's no isatima. You can't eat matzah. Even if it's chomz like a matzah, you can eat. It's a clear. When we say matzah, it could be yoitzu with a night. Let's say it's chomz like a matzah. But matzah we don't eat. If you want to eat meat, fish, chicken, to eat chicken, those things would be mutzah to eat. You could eat for lunch. It's even a suggestion that one should eat Erev Pesach, something that will fill you up, because coming to the Seder hungry is not good for anyone. And cake, which is made from matzah mel, which was baked, and Mishruah says you should not eat it. Question: some people have different minhagim on that. Some people do eat it. Kinelach, which is cooked, is mutter.
What?
I'm talking about Erev Pesach now.
In the morning,
yeah.
Also?
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah. Again, that's a mishmeres is, but there are different minhagim in there. Kineilach is mutter, because it's cooked. Okay, fine. So mitzvah tomorrow we'll start with Siman Tav Ayin Beis, which is the beginning of the halachas of the Seder. Yeah.